And a poem, many of the newer poems are biographical poems. I haven't read, these last two that I'm going to read are both poems that are lives. One of the poems in here is called Writing Lives, which is a title stolen from Leon Adele, but the poem is dedicated to Leon, so I think it's okay. Vasari wrote a book in the Renaissance called Lives of the Artists, and he wrote about the great painters of the early Renaissance, and in some cases all that we know is what Vasari tells us. The title of this poem is Lives of the Artists, and it's not about the Renaissance. It was when the school had burned down that he started making the book. Early in the year, at the time the moons of snow were beginning to wane in hollows out on the plain he had come back to last year as though it were home, bringing the name they had dressed him in, he was sleeping in the loft where all of the boys were put after the fire. They slept up over the horses in the house of the horses and the horse smell, and all night they heard horses breathing just below their own breath and hooves in the dark in dry grass. Then he began wanting to make a book of what he had seen and how it went on. He lay awake hearing himself want to make pictures the right way of what was and could not be found ever again in the day, in the steamy yard of the agency with its panes of vacant windows rattling to their own light. A book with no parents, since he had none. It would give for the dead no names, but might show some of the same birds that were called differently in the true place where he had been small, the tails like split smoke reflected, and flights of white shields, and the buffalo would be there as they appeared to him, the bulls thudding together like mossy rocks so the ground shook. But how would he make the sound of their running wake out of the lined pages of the red ledger where he would draw them, and the rush of their breath as he kept hearing it. His friends would help, who were older in the time of the buffalo and still had names from there that you could draw with a picture, horseback, dark cloud, black wolf, hillman. Whereas now for himself, how could you draw a Henderson? What was there anywhere that looked like a Henderson? There was only a word for him, a Henderson in the night who had gone away in a wagon to learn to make wagons and who had shouted Baldy with the others and who could read the new language for the children but who nursed the tapeworm and was never content, a bad element, always wanting to go home. He would draw friends in the book with their true hair braided to the ground before it was cut. They would be talking together in their richest robes. They would be riding off to battle, leading horses. They would be singing. He would show the butterfly of the thunder on the white horse with birds bringing power down, and the green frog spread on the dream shield no bullet could pass through. His friends would be chasing the blue soldiers off the page. He would show the ground where they fought at adobe walls, the guns from the house, the hoof prints going around, and the fight would not be done, so his friends would still be riding in the open with nothing touching them, and he would still be a boy at home, hungry in summer, who had not heard them tell how it ended, how they would fight no more, and none of them would have been taken yet, far away to the tall fences nowhere in the south, the waiting nowhere, and the days there, and the nights there, the strange moon, the new hunger they had no words for, and he would have years before the wagons changed him, and he came back to meet Reverend Horry, who always knew better, and made him a bright Indian, teaching with white words, but in the drawings he would have the dancers who could dance everything backward. They would dance in the book he would send to me Miss Underwood before his 23rd year and his death of causes no one bothered to name, with so many of them dying, whatever they died of. And then there was only the book. And he had never met Little Fingernail, his elder by a few years only, who had been herded south to the fences with the rest of the Cheyennes when the spiders had lied to them again and had led them down nowhere in their turn, but who had seen that he could not live there and had said it would be better to die trying to go home, and had started north at night with the others of his mind when the first leaves were turning, he who was their singer with the singing cloud who would be his wife and her dying father and the children who had learned to be quiet and the mothers and the men with bows and guns, knowing that by morning they must be gone like a summer and that they were leaving without the few things in the world that might protect them, the sacred arrows, the sacred hat, and would have only the horizon of each day to hide in. Yet he knew they must not wait for the old power any longer, but must find their own in their going, as his hand often had drawn out of nothing the life they could no longer see, the horses flying and arrows flying and never coming down, the long lances reaching ahead and not yet touching a thing, the war feathers trailing behind and the dark stars that were bullets, and you could see by the shields and what they wore who was there in the fighting, riding into the smoke of the blue spiders all in a line, and who rode after the spiders to shoot them off their horses and leave them scattered on the ground, and who took their guns, their coats, and bugles. He, Little Fingernail, could make it appear again and again in pictures, and after the spiders came chasing them to bring them back and shot at the chief little wolf standing there talking with them, and when they shot a child, a girl, and in their turn were driven back fewer and smaller than they had come, he wanted to make a book of what he had seen and would see on the way home, so that how they fought and went on would be there after it was gone. But he must lose more friends to the spiders who shot them on sight, and he must come to dream of walking in a world all white before, at a place where one more time they had fought off the spiders, he found waiting on the ground the book he had been wishing for, with the pages all white, blown open, and the sticks of color lying beside it for him to make into how he saw them going. And before they crossed the iron road and the first of the three wide rivers, he had tied the book to his back with strips of rawhide around him under his shirt. So it was there as he rode ahead, and as he peered out through bare brush on the low hills, as he circled back to coax the spiders from the trail, as he fought, as he mourned for friends fallen, as the horses weakened and the first snow fell among them, as they hid without fires, as the skin grew loose over their bones, as some crept out to turn into scouts for the spiders, as the chiefs disagreed, and as they all said goodbye while the snow fell and they went two ways, it was there as they crouched in brush huts starving through blizzards and were betrayed and surrounded and forced to lay down the 15 guns they could not hide and the bows they had made. It was still there as they were herded into the fort where Crazy Horse had been murdered after the promises, and as they were locked in, it was there with the few knives and the other guns they had managed to hide. And through the time of waiting under guard there, he could make parts of their journey return across the pages, so little remaining from the whole story up until then. And it was tied to his back again in the cold night when they dropped the guards with the first shots and poured from the windows to the snow, then ran past the walls to the river, keeping together while the bullets burrowed into them, and the horses came crashing after them through the drifts, and those who got as far as the river hid in the bluffs in the hard cold, the blood freezing on their wounds. They lay still with the dead children and women stunned by loss, And when morning whitened and those who were living found each other again, it was he, Little Fingernail, who led the last of them out of the ring of watching spiders into the bitter white of the hills. But there is nothing in the book except the blank pages for the rest of it, the last hiding places, the last meat from the snow, the last morning in the hollow above the empty river, and the spiders massed at the foot of the hill, the last loading of their guns as the roar of rifles from below rolled toward them and over the heads of the children and of Singing Cloud. And the others, his voice rose in the last singing, and some joined him in the death song. The men, not as many as 20, I am going to die now. If there is anything difficult, if there is anything dangerous, it is mine to do. As the spiders charged to the breastwork to shoot down into any still moving, and even then he rushed out at their fire with his knife raised, and they found afterward under his shirt a book tied with strips of rawhide to his back, and the holes of two Sharps rifle bullets almost in the same place through all its pages. It was a colonel who took it from the body after what would be called the engagement. An account book stiff with blood, and he kept it for the pictures of which only one can be seen now, lying open under glass beside other examples in the airless hall of the museum. Red lines fly from the neck of the horse on which the man with long braids is racing. And in the white sky are black stars with black tears running down from them in the lighted silence through which strangers pass, and some of them pause there with all they know.